We say hello to our good friend, Jonathan Davis from NHL Network Radio. Hello, Mr. Davis. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, I owe you an apology. I'm apologizing to you on the air for that screw-up last week. So I'm very sorry. It still haunts me, and I've been sweating making sure after a rough night in Vegas that I did not fall asleep and miss this opportunity to chat with you.
Wow, and I mean, the things that I said to you on text, they could not be recorded on the air. You could not relay those things. They were that vile and reprehensible, the things that I called you.
And well-deserved.
Of course I didn't. The amount of times that I've, you know, screwed over Reed Wilkins in Edmonton or something like that, just forgetting or not
having...
Yeah,
that's a Calgary. That's the Battle of Alberta thing.
That's a fair point. Reed's garbage. That's a fair point by you. hey, let's... first of all, before we take a spin around the rest of the former and soon-to-be once again Pacific Division... You were in the house, T-Mobile Arena, on the Strip last night for Game 5 between Vegas and the Montreal Canadiens. Your impressions of that 4-1 Habs win?
Well, it was typical Montreal. I mean, they, you know, it's one thing, for, you know, to watch it on TV and hear the insights from Craig Simpson and Chris Cuthbert and, you know, but to see it live and to see what how they just Canadians smother the opponent, it's impressive. It can be boring at times because there's a lot of offense, but, you know, that's really what they've done. There is just, you know, Vegas just can't get to the center of the ice. It's Montreal has just does a phenomenal job, and you can see how they have absolutely frustrated the Golden Knights. And you know, a guy like Jonathan Marchessault, who, a really good goal scorer. Last night you could see, you know, how much he was pressing, in my opinion. He did have three shots on goal, but Pat, you know, he had seven that were either blocked or missed the net. And there are a couple that missed the net that, you know, he could have got three for a field goal. He was, you know, he missed so badly. So it's full marks to what the Canadians are doing. As a five-man group, and that, you know, their top four D are just they punish you, and like the Islanders, Pat, you can see they wait for the opposition to make a mistake, and I think that was quite prevalent, especially on the Cole Caulfield power play goal, where, you know, Mark Stone just made an uncharacteristically bad play in trying to, you know, to cut to the middle on Tyler Toffoli, a forward who got stuck playing D instead of trying to take him wide, and he turns over the puck. And so, he makes a bad play cut in the middle. He doesn't dump the puck in. Zach Whitecloud must have thought the Golden Knights were on a power play and not the penalty kill, and he's caught out of position. And then the Canadians turn around and score a goal. So you can see why the Montreal Canadiens are where they're at. They, like the Islanders, just make life really miserable for the opposition.
And you talked about the Stone turnover. Boy, does he look frustrated right now. You talked about Marchessault.
Yeah.
The Vegas Golden Knights, I don't know if it's Carey Price being in their head on top of what Montreal's doing to them, but it just looks like a frustrated group where there is a giant seed of doubt that is starting to grow between the ears. That's what it feels like watching from afar.
Yeah. I would have to believe that the Price situation factors into it, but like, I don't think Carey Price has had to be Montreal's best player. I mean, you know, look, he had a couple of big stops last night. You know, people talk about the Riley Smith stop, but for me, that was Riley Smith. Really,
put it right,
you know,
into him.
Healed
yeah.
He healed the shot. Like, it wasn't, you know, and yeah, he put it right into him. I mean, look, Marc-Andre Fleury played a really good game last night. It's not, you know, can't fault him. He made a lot of big stops last night. But, you know, they the Canadians have just done a really good job of even when Vegas in the third period, Pat, I thought, you know, they made their push. They scored the goal. They were getting some really good shots on net. But Montreal took away any opportunity for a follow-up, any rebound opportunities. And so it's, Carey Price has had to make the saves that he's needed to. And, you know, I was saying with someone earlier today when I was on NHL Network Radio, I mean, look, for me, Philippe Danault is the Conn Smythe Trophy winner. I was laughed at, but I'm telling you, you know, the way he has shut down the Stars in both Toronto and Winnipeg, and what we're seeing him do in Vegas against the Golden Knights, it's super impressive.
Absolutely, it is. And boy, is he setting himself up for a nice payday, whether it's staying in Montreal or going elsewhere in unrestricted free agency. Philippe Danault has had the postseason that an agent dreams of. I'd be curious as to what the conversation on the old Show Me the Money hockey podcast about that would be like going into free agency. More on that in a second. Jonathan Davis with us from NHL Network Radio. He joins us on Wednesdays Inside Hockey. We have talked about this, you know, going back to last year, the year before, you know, when Vegas was still in the Pacific Division. You've talked at length about how Bill Foley is really adamant about getting that championship. He wants the Golden Knights to win a title and win one in the very near future. The owner of the Vegas Golden Knights, if you're unfamiliar. Well, here they are again, JD. They go to a cup final in year one. They're out in the first round the following year, and now two back-to-back trips to the Final Four, and now here they are down 3-2 with another potential of an elite season not getting them a title. And this feels like Game 6 and potentially Game 7 feel like pretty defining moments. I'm not saying their window's closed, but feel like defining moments for this Vegas organization.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You hear the comments of some of the, people who cover the Golden Knights locally last night, and they're saying, you know, look, if they can't win, and you know, the lack of scoring, they were comparing it to Vancouver, and you got to break them up. This doesn't work. Look, the only thing I will say is that offense was there against Minnesota and Colorado. It was there, but both those teams were teams that would trade chances with you. And Montreal's just not willing to trade chances. And I would argue that if it was Vegas and Tampa, I think it would be more of a series that we saw with Vegas and Colorado. You know, the Tampa can handle the Islanders. They're built for it. They understand it. I think that you know, this lack of offense for Vegas right now, it is dumbfounding, to say the least, that they haven't figured out a way to break through. You know, their issue is, as we've talked about before, is down the middle. They've never been strong. Chandler Stephenson, I thought, looked good in his return last night, but I'm interested to see what this Golden Knights team does. Are the line combinations that we saw in the third period, is that what Pete DeBoer goes with? Mm-hmm. And then who also starts in goal? I mean, it's going to be a very interesting scene Thursday night in Montreal to see how Vegas handles things. I don't know where they go with this roster. You know, that remains to be seen, but let's see if they can first. Hey, they're not done yet.
No,
they're not dead yet by any stretch of the imagination. But if they don't advance to the cup final, there's going to be a lot of questions, and rightfully so.
What's your gut say about Game 6 tomorrow night in Montreal?
I mean, my gut says that the series is over. I just, you know, only because they just look, Vegas is what, they scored 7 goals in the last 4 games after scoring 4 in the first one. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that they can't beat them, but they just, you know, look, for the first 8 minutes of that game on Tuesday night, I mean, they were a really good team. They were energized. The crowd was crazy. And then again, a mistake that was made, by Nick Holden, I think it was, on the Kotkaniemi goal, when he just looked like a passenger on the play, it cost them. They just can't, you know, they can't afford to make mistakes, and they just got, you know, again, they're fighting it. You can see that they're pressing. So it's really a matter of, you know, can they refocus and get themselves in the right spot? But put it this way, Pat, it's hard for me to think that they can beat Carey Price twice. Mm-hmm. That's really, for me, what it comes down to. So that would be the bigger question for me.
Game 6 of this Vegas-Montreal series is back at the Bell Center in Montreal tomorrow. 6 o'clock face-off. We'll have it for you right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Jonathan Davis is our NHL Network Radio insider, joins us on Wednesday. Let's spin around the soon-to-be Pacific Division once again, because there's only one Pacific Division team still playing. That would be the Vegas Golden Knights from the West Division this year. But the Seattle Kraken set to join the Pacific Division for the 21-22 season. What are we hearing on the Seattle coaching search right now?
Well, I mean, look, it seems that it's that Rick Tocchet appears to be the front runner, I talked to somebody who's close to Tocchet late last week who had said that, you know, he had gone for interview number three. So if you're going for interview number three, then that's usually a pretty good sign. Based upon my past in job searches, Pat, three interviews is usually that
they like you.
They're more than interested. Yeah, they like you. But he hasn't signed on the dotted line yet. And, you know, I heard Elliot talking about it. I think it was late, you know, last night on the broadcast that there, or maybe on the 31 Thoughts podcast, that there's still, you know, he still thinks that there's someone else out there. And I heard Kevin Dineen's name mentioned. So, hey, look, until it's done, it ain't done. But I just have to believe that, you know, he seems to be the front runner for the position. And, hey, look, they'd have themselves a darn good coach if that's where they end up going.
Well, and you had first started talking about watch out for Tocchet leaving Arizona before, like, we were talking about that ages ago. I want to say, like, it's been something on your radar for the last last 6-7 months at this point. He has left. He's not in Arizona. Yeah. The Coyotes also have a coaching search that is open right now. What are we hearing on that vacant spot?
Well, Craig Morgan, who does a wonderful job covering the Coyotes, had tweeted out, I think it was earlier today, that Mike Van Ryan, who had interviewed last week for the job, former assistant in St. Louis and had been in the Coyotes organization prior, has taken himself out of the running, which I find kind of interesting. And if that's the case, Pat, and look, I would only be speculating, and I'm kind of basing this simply on conversations that I had, you know, when people were interviewing for the job, the GM job in Arizona before Bill Armstrong was hired. You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty. And I know there's only 32 jobs, but I know of two people who took themselves out of contention for the GM job after they had gone through their interviews. You know, you hear, you know, look, you know, they're trying to move OEL again. You know, Phil Kessel is another one. What happens, you know, with Darcy Kemper? What happens with Connor Garland? So, you know, I think that unless you were going to get, you know, a 5-year contract, you've got to be pretty careful, because you're really not, you're set up to fail and not to succeed in that job in Arizona.
Few more with Jonathan Davis, NHL Network Radio Insider, here on the Sports Drive at 5 this afternoon. Anaheim, Los Angeles, your stomping grounds in Southern California. They've got some interesting off seasons ahead. Take us. What do you have your eye on with the Kings and the Ducks as their off seasons are now underway?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you're definitely looking at to see, you know, who these guys are going to try and pry away from the Buffalo Sabres. You know, whether it's Jack Eichel or it's Sam Reinhart. You know, those would be first and foremost, as both Anaheim and Los Angeles, you know, could use some NHL.
You were just starting and talking about the Sabres and what potential players the Ducks and the Kings might target out of Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that both those management teams heard me and decided that they wanted to cut the phone call on us. Back. I mean, look, Sam Reinhart and Jack Eichel, the obvious two that both would be, you know, both Anaheim and LA, I think, would be targeting. You know, I've heard some reports that LA is not interested in Eichel. That, you know, unofficially that's come out. You know, I don't know why anyone would tip their hand either way. Definitely wouldn't tip their hand to say that they're, you know, I just think that they're both in play. You know, both LA and Anaheim are at a crossroads, I think, in some respects, with just, they need NHL ready guys that can play in the top six. And, you know, with Ryan Getzlaf, you know, his contract has expired. He's a UFA. You know, I think he's going to be back on a 1-year deal. but they, you know, they need somebody. Jack Eichel, I think, would fill the bill for sure. I think Sam Reinhart could be a better fit in Los Angeles, strictly because of the dollars involved. So I think that that's kind of where we're looking with both the California teams. But there's no question that both these teams need to add guys that can, you know, to their prospect pool to help bring those guys along and kind of lessen the load on them. Because, you know, in Los Angeles, you know, you beyond Kopitar, you know, you really need help. And Byfield and others are still a couple of years away. So if you've got that transition player, it really makes life a lot easier for all the younger kids down the road.
The interesting thing with Eichel and Anaheim, because I know our mutual friend, Mr. Friedman, has spoken at length about how Anaheim is very interested and could make a big pitch there. They've got the number 3 overall pick, which seems to be something Buffalo fancies. They also have Zegras and Drysdale, two really high-end prospects. But if you're the Ducks, you want to avoid giving up one of those two guys and that 3rd overall pick if you can, right?
I would agree. I mean, I think Anaheim's a little farther, you know, is not as ahead of the game potentially as Los Angeles. And I think that L.A., has more prospects that they could move to bring in, whether it's an Eichel or a Reinhardt. So, yeah, I would agree with you. But as Elliot has reported, if the Ducks were serious about, you know, moving one of those two to get Pierre-Luc Dubois, then why wouldn't you do it for Jack Eichel?
Now, the other thing, and then Los Angeles, when you talk about the prospects there, like they – not just Byfield, but we're talking about Turcotte and Kaliev. Like there are some solid prospects in that LA organization right now. Do you get the sense that they would be willing to, whether it's Eichel, Reinhardt, or any other big move that could help them get better now, could you see the Kings adding one of those guys in a trade?
I do. I absolutely do, because I think this is a critical offseason for the LA Kings. I think that, you know, from what some have suggested to me, you know, they would move, you know, two of their guys if that's what it would take to get, you know, that star player. They have to, because Pat, if they're not contending, I've said it numerous times, if they're not contending by January, I can't see, you know, I really can't see the GM being in a position to take this team through another trade deadline. Mm-hmm. They and I can't see their star defenseman wanting to stick around here if they're not a legitimate team come January. Yeah. I think it's, you know, and to be honest with you, it could be really tough for, you know, they're going to have their hands full, because you're going to have Vegas, you're going to have Edmonton, and there's no reason to, in my opinion, Pat, that Seattle can't be as good as Los Angeles come next season. Mm-hmm. With the way the Kings roster is right now.
Yep. Okay, I mentioned it a little earlier, the Show Me the Money Hockey Podcast. What's on the latest edition wherever you can find your podcast?
Latest edition is that we do talk about upcoming free agents from, you know, whether it's Zach Hyman, you know, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Dougie Hamilton. You know, we kind of try to lay the groundwork for, you know, what's going on right now with those talks. I mean, it's interesting. You know, I've heard as many as 15 teams have already contacted Hyman's camp, for instance. Okay. And I know Edmonton is one that's interested. It's my understanding that one of the four playoff teams has contacted Hyman's agent. So he's definitely much sought after. And I think the dilemma that the Edmonton Oilers are facing, Pat, is really where are they going to slot Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Not so much even from a salary standpoint, but from a positional standpoint, because I think the Oilers are really at the crossroads where they're looking at him as a winger and not a center anymore. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, are you better off with Zach Hyman or Ryan Nugent-Hopkins?
That's all on the latest edition of the Show Me the Money Hockey Podcast, wherever you can find your favorite podcast. He's Jonathan Davis from NHL Network Radio, joins us every Wednesday. Good stuff, JD. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Have a great week. Enjoy the game.
You too. Be well, my friend. Jonathan Davis from NHL Network Radio is our guest inside hockey for Calgary Co-op. Calgary's is the only family of products curated for the tastes of Calgarians, and you'll only find them at Calgary Co-op. As we continue getting closer to puck drop for Game 6, our first elimination game of the third round, we'll get you set for the Islanders and the Lightning around the corner. As we continue on the